Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Apologies for that short delay. I clicked the wrong button. But anyway, thank you so much for downloading this, and welcome to another bite-sized political podcast. And we're going to talk a little bit more about Kate Middleton because, the media wants to keep talking about it, and we have to give you some degree of balance. So, as always, this podcast, of course, is sponsored by Quantum Hypno, link below. And don't forget, you can check out my Substack, link below there as well. I hope you've all signed up to my Substack. I'm not sure you have, so please do that if you do nothing else today for me. And shall we talk about the news that is being reported that Kate Middleton has stepped up recovery from surgery? How do you do that? As she works from home on her early years project, amidst hopes she will return to public life by Easter. So this is what is being reported. Apparently, the Princess of Wales is aiming to highlight the importance of early years development in children. Kensington Palace has confirmed she's continuing to work on the project as she recovers at home. Basically, this is another Kate story where it's all about, she's being ever so caring and really, trying to help kids and parents with the early years of children, which, let's face it, is a period when children need as, our parents need as much help as they can get. But the princess apparently is, this is based on something that's happened in Denmark. So there's a whole story about this anyway. I'm not going to bore you with it because I'm not really interested in it. But the main point that they're trying to suggest is that she may be back by Easter. So they're not saying she will be back by Easter. They're saying she may be back by Easter. And so we have this continued invisibility, therefore, from Kate Middleton, the Princess of Wales, because she may be working from home, but she sure as hell isn't letting us see that she's working from home. And we have no evidence that she's working from home. So how do we know she is working from home? How do we know this? It's not unreasonable. I mean, how about putting out a photograph? Oh, wait, they've tried that. Didn't work too good, did it? Oh, how about she goes out for a stroll in the park with William? Oh, they tried that. It didn't work too good. So, why I ask you this question repeatedly. Why is it so difficult for them to produce, or for her and her husband to produce, a picture, a photograph, a video that is demonstrably her at this point in 2024? Why can't they do that? And I keep coming back to the answer I give you, which I think is the answer. It's because they don't want to. That's why. Which then raises, as you know, the obvious question, well, why don't they want to? What is it that stops them from letting us see her? And I don't know the answer is. I absolutely don't know. And what I do think is, and I talked about this yesterday, I'm now suspecting that the images that have been put out there, some of them by Kensington Palace, some of them by a contributor to the Sun newspaper, and that's not exactly the most reliable source I've ever had. These have all proven to be kind of fake. So why can't we have an authentic photograph? And I repeat, it's because there's a consistent refusal for them to do that that raises the questions. But then, as I said yesterday, maybe that's because they're going to use all of these things that we're talking about as a gotcha moment when magically, along with the Easter bunny, back comes Kate, just in time for Easter. Although, as I say, there's nothing to say that she will definitely be back in Easter. So they're being a bit coy. They're being a bit coy even when it comes to that particular bit of the timing. And to me, I think if she didn't reappear during the Easter sort of slot, then I think the gossip and the whole sort of questions would become even deeper. So we'll have to wait to see, I guess, for the next couple of weeks. This is all being done deliberately by Kensington Palace, by the royals. They want to keep her away from us for reasons we can only best guess. And the other thing I found very strange, if I may say, was that video has been widely debunked now, the one we talked about the other day, the one at Windsor Farm Shop. Clearly not her, and potentially not even him. And yet Kensington Palace, who didn't put it out, haven't denied it. Now, they haven't confirmed it either, to be fair. But you would have thought if a video goes out purporting to be the royal couple and it's not the royal couple might say something about that. But apparently, oh, no, they just say nothing. So I don't know about you folks. I mean, as I say, I know this is a distraction from some of the bigger stuff that's going on. I get that. I fully get that. But then again, we don't know exactly what's going on with the royal family. Some people say to me, why are you even talking about this? I mean, does it really matter? Well, yeah, because we are, you know, we all have a constitutional monarchy. And I think we're entitled to know what's happening. She, who would be our next queen, assuming everything is okay. And I think that's because most people up to this point, you know, with a fair wind, I wished William and Kate all the best. I am now beginning to have definite, severe reservations about that. And we watch this space with interest. So we're going to see the Easter Bunny, but whether we see Kate or not still remains a question.